This is Senator Al Simpson. Management of solid waste is really reaching a crisis stage in the United States and worldwide. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Plastic and paper trash are giving us a major problem in this country, Ted. Last year, people threw out 20 billion pounds of plastic. Ted, I'm sure you remember the wandering garbage barges with no one willing to take their trash. And then there's the waste that washes up on Massachusetts beaches. Wyoming doesn't have too many ocean beaches, but it sure does have a lot of wide open spaces, and we don't want that loaded with trash. New biodegradable products are becoming more abundant on grocery shelves, and we need to look for them. All of us need to become aware of the amount of trash we generate and think about just where it is all going. Stepping up recycling efforts will also help. The states are trying to do their part individually, but this problem has to be handled at the national level with a comprehensive plan for the entire country. It's against my grain, but maybe so. Eh, Ted?
Al, better late than never. The federal role in managing solid waste began in 1965. We'd be farther along today if you Rip Van Winkle right-wingers had woken up before 1989. Solid waste is a massive problem for every section of the country. We have four ways to deal with it: dumping it in the landfills, incinerating it, recycling it, or stopping it at the source by reducing the trash we generate. Three-quarters of solid waste today goes to landfills, but we're running out of sites, and existing ones pose health and pollution problems. Incineration is efficient and can generate energy, but it has pollution problems too. Recycling is effective and ought to be expanded. But above all, we need to do more to end the disposable society mentality responsible for generating too much trash. Now that you're for federal action, Al, perhaps other Republicans will sign on too. Quite a change, Al. A lot better than the solid waste I usually hear from you. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the line item veto controversy, President Bush's overreaching. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.